Now back to Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen, two guys who always tear up at the end of Finding Nemo.
You're listening to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, only on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and Rick, we have with us as a first-time guest on the line, Mark Stevens, who is the Education Program Coordinator for Michigan State University. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Hey, thanks very much. Hi, guys.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Mark, can you explain to our listeners exactly what it is that you do for MSU? What is an Education Program Coordinator?
Well, I do this. I coordinate education programs, and one of them is Project FISH, which stands for Friends Involved in Sport Fishing Heritage. And then I'm also a member, a lead team member for the Grand Learning Network, which is working with local schools here in the Grand River watershed.
Okay.
And let's get directly to the point. How you come involved in this program is that you are reaching out to the community, and that is your mission. Is that not correct?
Oh, absolutely. Without community, we wouldn't have education in our point of view, because we use community to teach about community to benefit community. That's
right.
Basically place-based learning.
Okay, give us a few examples of how that whether it's the Salmon Project or getting kids out fishing and whatnot. Kind of expound upon that a little bit.
Well, yeah, Rick, you're a big part of this thing, because Preuss Pets is one of the partners with our Geyer Park Salmon in the Classroom School.
For sure.
To give you an example there, you guys supported the Salmon in the Classroom project there. But in order to get that project into the school, we had to encourage that teacher to say, hey, you know, and it took us about 3 years to do this. This is a good thing. Let's try it in our school. Let's make her more comfortable to teach these subjects, and then once she did it, she was like, oh, this is incredible, because now I have Rick, I have the Grand, the Mid-Michigan Steelheaders that are working with us. We are out on the river because we got a small grant to do a cleanup from the Grand Learning Network, so it's getting those community ties to help out that school, and a lot of the kids didn't even know the Grand River was really close to their school, within walking distance.
They probably don't even know how big it is, or that water runs through it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's the road that goes through their town.
Right, exactly, and that it has impact on the Great Lakes. So this year, last year I should say, they did salmon in a classroom. They released in the Grand River in pouring rain. It was a horrible experience for us being in the rain, but it was a great experience for the kids, because they were out experiencing the elements, and the river was really high, so we couldn't get the kids in the river. We created this trough to send the salmon down into the river. It was kind of exciting, but then those kids got to experience going to the Great Lakes with the DNR as a community partner, and going on a fishing trip with the Steelhead organization from Southwest Michigan. All free. Now, these are guys that are saying, hey, we'll take your kids fishing. And because they're from the inner city Lansing, they are a school that's been involved in this watershed education, we're going to take them out on the Big Lake so they can experience it. Well, when we got down there, it was... So the waves were 6-7 feet tall, so they couldn't go out. But they did get a chance to experience the waves 6-7 feet tall from shore, and being on the beach and the river. And then we actually took them to a DNR fish hatchery where they got their salmon originally to fish in their show pond. So these kids were catching steelhead that were, 7-8 pounds. Kind of interesting. Fun stuff.
It sounds like fun. Mark, what is it that the kids get from actually going out and experiencing nature and doing these things, as opposed to just reading about them either in a book or seeing them on a computer screen or a film strip or something like that? How is this affecting education?
You don't love something until you experience it, till you touch it, till you hold it, till you feel it. And that's one of the things that we're trying to get through to these kids, is that they walk outside and, yeah, that is a tree. Okay, it's cool. It's a cool tree. But learn all about that tree. Feel it, touch it. Learn to love it. What would happen if that tree wasn't there? That kind of thing. We're doing all kinds of stuff with schools. We work with 6 different school districts here in the Mid-Michigan area. That's Hazlitt, Bath, Langsburg, Holt, DeWitt, Lansing Schools, and and all these schools are doing little mini projects in their school to help benefit the community.
Yeah, I know in Hazlitt there's labels around the drains, around the community. They've actually gone out and painted. Go ahead and explain that.
Yeah, they did a storm drain labeling project because they originally started doing some work in their backyard, learning in their courtyard. We helped them get a small grant for planting and stuff, and they just wanted to take it a little further. So they were doing salmon in the classroom, and then they're like, well, we're learning about these salmon now, but what impacts a salmon? Well, water does, and people are putting water down the drains outside, and that could have contaminants and pollutants in it. So they went and labeled these drains with dump no waste leads to our waterways, that kind of thing, and then put hang tags on doors of the places where they put these labels. And so it was really cool how they educated community by educating themselves first and then going out and labeling these drains. Pretty fun stuff.
And these are kids that will be parents someday, and they'll be doing the same thing for their children.
We hope so.
and let's explain salmon in the classroom for those who are listening and aren't aware of it. You're basically showing up with a whole lot of eggs, not salmon, but eggs of salmon in the classroom, and then they're hatching these things, right?
Right, right. It's a partnership with the DNR. The DNR, you go through a permit process and an education process through the DNR, and you set up a tank in your classroom or in a multi-purpose room or whatever. In Hazlitt, they have it in a multi-purpose room, so all the classes can teach from it.
Right.
And then it's a chilled system where the salmon eggs have to be chilled at 50 degrees or less, or 52 degrees or less until they hatch, and then you can increase temperature a little bit. But they hatch from egg, and we release them into the river in May. So we get them in November and then release them into the river in May. And you've never seen so many of what one kid called Oompa Loompas, because these kids and waders in the river looking, it was incredible. They're just, it's a blast. And once you get a kid in waders and they've never had that feeling of that water sucking around their legs before, it's just great stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of expressions come out of their face.
Oh, yeah. And sounds and all kinds of stuff. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
You probably get some buddies, if you will, that kind of, because they see you on an ongoing basis, that want to chum up and kind of just be your friend.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things. We had a kid that is in Hazlitt now that was in Joni Baker's classroom in Guyer Park, but she moved to Hazlitt, and she saw me in the hallway, and she said, "Hey, Mr. Stevens, I'm so lucky. I'm coming to a school that has salmon in the classroom. You remember us from last year?" I was like, "Oh, that's just great when you see that kind of thing." So now that kid's more experienced with the salmon in the classroom and is helping out in her new school. So it kind of breaks barriers. It's a great program.
Yeah. I can tell just even the teachers' reaction to it. For the good teachers, the ones that actually are in there for the cause, they embrace this like nobody's business. And it takes responsibilities on their parts, too. So, certainly if you have a student that's going to school and the teacher has embraced the salmon in the classroom, make sure you send out a shout-out, a kind of a great teacher kind of feeling, because there's more than just, handing out books and giving a lesson plan for that particular teacher.
Exactly. And it is. These teachers go through a month. Every month we do a training with them for leadership and professional development. And what we do with these teachers is create these teacher leaders where they try to bring other teachers into this system that we have, this Grand Learning Network, so that they'll get more experience and feel more comfortable teaching outdoors. Because that's one of the things is that teachers really, they know a lot and they're teaching a lot, but a lot of it is book work and getting them outside, there's an uncomfort level with a lot of them. So we try to break down those barriers, a little bit, so it makes the teacher feel a little bit more comfortable.
Mark, how common is this? Is this a relatively common occurrence throughout the country, or is this fairly rare?
It's actually not too common. We are under the auspices of a new program here in the state called the Great Lakes Stewardship Initiative. And it's through the Great Lakes Fishery Trust, which is here in Lansing. And they have 8 hubs all over Michigan. And those hubs have a different focus, but it's all place-based learning. We just happen to be elementary school because that's what we took our focus on in the Grand Learning Network. We wanted to start a little bit younger. younger. A lot of them are working with high schools, and there's, like I said, there's 8 hubs, and there's a nice website, the GLSI website. It's, I think it's glstewardship.org, which is a great site.
Fantastic. Mark, I'm sorry to say we've run out of time, but we'll definitely have you back again. I want to thank you for being on the show with us. We've been speaking this morning with Mark Stevens, the Education Program Coordinator for Michigan State University. And again, thank you so much.
Well, no problem. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Rick, and have a great holiday.
Thank you. You too.
Great, it was our
great
pleasure.
Going.
And in the meantime, Rick, we're out of time again. So on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Pruce, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a very, very Merry Christmas and a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll talk to you next weekend for the New Year's Eve edition of the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show right here on 1320 WILS. And please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great weekend, everybody.